After Hurricane Katrina, residents of New Orleans scattered to cities around the country. Houston took in the most. Tens of thousands remain there today. In the last week, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu has gone on the road to call his people home, to tell them New Orleans is a better place today than when they left. NPR's John Burnett caught up with the mayor last night after an appearance in Houston.
After the levees broke, New Home Family Worship Center relocated from New Orleans to Houston to become the spiritual family for a dislocated and homesick congregation. Most of the people who came to the special worship service last night were born in New Orleans. With Katrina 10 projected on the screen behind the altar, Pastor Robert C. Blakes introduced his special guest.
So tonight our mayor, the mayor of our beloved New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah. I don't care where you put your head down at night, you're 504 at heart, aren't you?
This week, Mitch Landrieu made stops in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Houston to proclaim that New Orleans is not only surviving, but thriving, to thank America and the two southern cities in particular for helping his city after it was nearly obliterated, and to speak to the New Orleans diaspora in a cadence they understand.
I know y'all over here, and y'all are in Houston. I appreciate it. I do. Y'all know y'all can come home whenever y'all want.
Around the country, Landrieu has evangelized for post-Katrina New Orleans, recounting the long, hard road from 2005 to 2015.
And we have started to rebuild your city in a way that you should be proud of and that you would love.
New Orleans has rebuilt many of its neighborhoods. It's encircled by a new $15 billion flood protection system. There's a new network of primary health clinics. Academic performance in public schools has improved, and Forbes magazine listed New Orleans as America's number one brain magnet. Problems remain, to be sure. Parts of the city are still blighted, such as New Orleans East and the Lower Ninth Ward. And real estate prices have soared, meaning some families cannot afford to come back. But as the mayor says again and again, there's no place like New Orleans.
We don't talk the way anybody else talks. We don't dance the way anybody else. They don't eat the way we eat. They don't hug the way we hug. They don't love the way. It's just different, and it's wonderful because you know what? I love Houston. Houston's one of the great cities in the world. I love Atlanta. But you know what? New Orleans does not want to be Houston or Atlanta. What we want to be is the best version of our real selves because we are unique.
And that's what the people who came to church last night said they missed most about their native city 6 hours away. Chantel Hodges-Jones, originally from New Orleans East, has a good job at MD Anderson Hospital in the Texas Medical Center. When she's in her kitchen, she said she tries to enlighten Houstonians.
Well, I'm a cook, and I've introduced a lot of things to Houston. Like, I've introduced good gumbo. I've introduced good red beans and rice to Houston. When I go home, I'm looking for a po' boy. I'm looking for shrimps that come out of the Gulf or out of Lake Pontchartrain.
Their reasons for staying in Houston have to do with practicality, not lifestyle. Houston has more jobs and higher salaries, better housing, less crime, and Houston had better public schools when they arrived. But when Latrice and Terry Lowry go home to New Orleans, which is frequently, they bring back a big bag full of things they can't find in Houston, like pralines, pecan popcorn, Elmer's Chiwis snack food, and thin-crusted French bread.
There's no place like home, especially New Orleans. I tell people at my job all the time, they say, you've been here for 10 years, this is your home. I say, no, New Orleans will always be my home, no matter what.
The Lowrys miss home terribly, but they cannot answer Mayor Landrieu's plea to come back, at least not now. Their kids are enrolled in Houston schools. They both have solid jobs. They bought a home here. But when they retire, their fervent dream, the thing they think about all the time, is to move back to the city of their birth. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.